Welcome to The Pod About God, a monthly podcast by CBN India. Today we're talking about the importance of inclusion and as Christians, how we can be inclusive to everyone around us. Joining us today is Thea Longkumar. He has an incredible story that you can check it out on our CBN India Facebook page. So Thea is a musician by profession and he had quite an experience growing up. Because he was a surrogate baby, he shared some DNA with his surrogate mom, which made him look different from the others around him. Somebody reached out to him once, showed him warmth, love, and acceptance. And through that, he was able to see God's love. So welcome, Thea. We are so glad that you joined us today.
It's an honor to be here.
So just we wanted to begin with these with a few questions for you. You know, so it's easy to unknowingly make others feel excluded sometimes with the language that we speak or, you know, our body language or assumptions we make about them in different places. Why is it so important to make people feel included?
Well, first of all, as a person, we would not want to be engaged emotionally or personally in any aspect if we do not feel included, you know? Like if we do not feel like we don't belong in that place, we feel like an alien without invading someone's privacy. So because of that, people tend to, you know, just seclude themselves from, you know, being who they are. And sometimes it cannot be good in a society where we are growing with the help of each other. So, you know, we have to be very... It doesn't mean like, you know, you have to be welcoming all the negative impacts and all the stuff. No. But then at least, you know, we have to be in a position where we can say like, you know, people can feel like, oh, okay. You know, I will not be judged or, you know, I will not be questioned for who I am, you know. They'll at least be accepted, you know.
Yeah, so basically making a safe place for people around.
Exactly.
Regardless of where they are. Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned in your testimony about Tali, who welcomed you with open arms in that camp, and you felt you belonged there and you forgot everything that you were going through.
Exactly.
Why is it so important to lift each other up or be that one person and say, hey, can I help you? Can I be there for you?
Well, I've realized this over the years that, you know, one way or the other, even the mightiest person you look up to or the scariest person is also going through something. So It's easy for us to judge people, you know, like, you know, he must be doing so good, he must be doing this, that. But deep inside, everyone is facing their own internal demons, their own struggles. So just saying, hey, how can I help you? Or hey, I'm listening to you. That one word can also impact, you know, a lot of lives, I would say.
I agree with you. It is important because you never know the battles others are facing.
Exactly.
But could you, tell a little more about that emotion that you felt through when, after struggling with the people around you, you know, they were constantly pushing you away or looking down on you and treating you differently, that when Tali welcomed you, what was that emotion that you felt?
So, let me put you in a scenario just to explain my situation.
Yeah.
So just say that you are locked in a room where everything is dark, and then you go somewhere, you go hit a wall, you go somewhere, you know, you stumble and fall. You do not see anywhere. It's a dark room and you don't know what's hitting you. But then as you're walking, you see that there's a small window that is open. So when the window has a door that is connected, we feel like, oh, I can get out of this, right? So my scenario was, things were very hard, you know. Utitali was a stranger then, but then his genuineness, like, you know, his genuinity of like, you know, hey, you are welcome, you know, you are loved. That expression in his, you know, face, that smile when he saw me, it was not a smile of, you know, pretentious smile, but it was like a, hey, I'm really eager to know you, right? Hey, I care for you. That smile and that welcomeness, that warm tone in his, you know, welcome, like, it made an impact. Like, you know, it felt like, oh, that person really cares.
Yeah, I like what you said, because, you know, it's very easy to just smile at someone and like, oh, you're doing okay, and walk away. But that genuinity, it it shows. When you're not being pretentious, it really shows. So Tia, tell me about this. When we are excluded or when people exclude us, how can we deal with it? And can you share from your personal life as well? How did you deal with that when you felt excluded?
Well, many people has a different way of dealing with situations like that. But for me, it was like my grandmother's encouragement, you know, that one day you're going to be better, you're going to be able to make it, you know. And God also gave me so many signs. I did not know it was God though at the first. You know, it just felt like, you know, those voices or, you know, people in your life that comes and goes for a season, just building you up to, you know, to be stronger. It was God's purpose, I would say, His perfect time. So it helped me improve the person I am. But I would say the most important thing was my grandmother letting me know who God was. Also helped me, you know, direct this journey.
So, I mean, I like what you said, that God really puts people in your life the moment you feel excluded, because that's not what God wants at all. He wants everyone to be loved. He reminds everyone that you are loved, and He puts people in your life. You know, and I was also thinking, you know, in this world is changing into me first, me, mine, ours, and we're becoming very self-oriented. How as individuals, how as Christians, do you think that we can be inclusive to all?
So, when we do the Lord's Prayer, what is the first word?
Our Father. Our.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Our Father. So, from the very beginning, it was never my Father who is in heaven. It was always our Father. So, we were always connected in God's word, in, you know, God's eyes. To be inclusive is also just knowing the idea, the ideology that it's never I, it's always we. That is the first thing, you know, that we can know, being inclusive. Because the moment we change the ideology of, you know, I can do this, I can do that, you know, I belong here, I can do this. The moment it changed that we can do this, we can be do it, you know, we can be able to do this. Or, you know, you can help, or we can do it. You can do it together to help me grow. The ideology of we also, you know, helps.
So you're right, God created us as for us. When you were giving the example of, you know,
yes,
our Father in heaven, you know, in Genesis it says God created not for man to be alone, but for a community. He said you can't be alone, you have to be together, you know. It is a community, it is we, us.
Yes.
But, you know, as Christians, what is our role as Christians to be kind and inclusive and treating people with belonging, respect and humility? Because, you know, as you see in the news and social media and everywhere, there's a lot of hate culture that if you don't believe in what I say, that's it. We can't talk to each other, we can't be friends. And that mutual respect for each other is slowly declining. So as Christians, how can we treat people with belonging, humility and respect?
Well, that's a very simple question, I would say. Because a person who is not showing love or humility, are you really Christian? Because Christ always talked about love. And the first word of Christianity is Christ. The whole life of Jesus, it's all about, you know, love, His love for people, His love to bring people together, His love to, you know, unite different castes together, you know, the untouchables. He was there to unite, bring peace. He was there, you know, to break down all the social obligations that you need to be this, you need to be that. No, because He also focused on we being Christians. Our role model at the end of the day is to be like Jesus. So just wanted to end up saying this, that, you know, if you want to let people feel included, or, you know, if you want to show love, be genuine. So just love one another. And when you love somebody, the person will just feel included at the end.
No, that's really good insights on it. You know, if you are a Christian, the word is Christ, you know, that's how it begins. You are Christ-like, and if you are a Christian, we treat everyone as God treats us, with love and compassion. Well, thank you so much, Tia, for joining us today. I mean, it was such great insights, especially when you just said being Christ-like, being genuine. People know when you're faking it, you know. Make a safe space. Everyone goes through something. It's easy to judge people, but when you are sympathetic towards people, make sure it's genuine. So thank you so much, Tia, for having this conversation with us today.
It's an honor being here, and I'm just honored that I could share a little bit of insight of what is it like to just express love and feel love. So thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining today's conversation. I hope you've learned something from this podcast today. You can continue the conversation on connect@cbnindia.org or follow any of our social media accounts on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook. Until next time, have a blessed day.